Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to the Doctors Are In show. I'm your host, Dr. Wilkerson. I'm a certified life coach and spiritual teacher coming to you live from Berkeley, California. And joining me, as always, is my fabulous co-host. He's a tarot advisor, numerologist, and life coach. And here he is live from Tucson, Arizona, Dr. Dax Carlisle. Hi, Dax. How you doing?
It's another Friday, so I'm excited. Here we are again. How are you, Rose?
I'm doing fantastic. So great to get together with you, even virtually, for the show on Friday, the fabulous Friday. So just to give a little introduction,
hey,
the doctors are in.
Let me just jump in for a second because you made me think of something. I didn't think of it before, but we were doing virtual and social distancing before it was an in thing. How about that?
That's right. That's right. We were the founders. Just kidding. That's certainly true. Well, for those of our listeners who are here for the first time, this is the Doctors Are In show, and it's one where we discuss and take all your questions on anything and everything psychic. It could be psychic, spiritual, hypnosis, meditation, energy healing, psychic development, and so much more. And then Dax, tell the people how they can get into contact with us.
Yes, we are a live call-in show. In fact, today's show is open lines all show long, and we're doing free mini readings, tarot, numerology, some life coaching thrown in there, a mantra or two from Dr. Rose, the mantra maven. So all you have to do is dial 714-816-4628. Now, as soon as you get through, press 1 on your dial pad. That puts your call into the caller queue. Can call in the show and just don't press 1, and we assume you're listening to the show. So you can listen to the show that way besides listening on the web or on a player or on blogtalkradio.com or our website, psychytalk.net. You can do that or just call in and listen. But if you want to be live on air with us, be sure to press 1 on your dial pad at 714-816-4628. And you can join us in the chat room on the Tarot Guild website. The Tarot Guild has been the international organization for tarot lovers and students and tarot professionals since 2004. We're in our 16th year. Can't believe it's been 16 years. And we even, for the anniversary, we even built a brand new website like Facebook for Tarot. You can join free over at thetarotguild.com. And there's a chat room there, thetarotguild.com/chat. Or if you're on the website, in the navigation bar at the top of any page, just press chat on the far right there. And you can pop in the chat room with us. You can chat during the show. You can ask questions about tarot and numerology, mantras, hypnosis, NLP, energy healing, EFT, all the things that we do. And you can ask for a mini reading right there in the chat room, thetarotguild.com/chat. But we'd rather chat with you on the phone. And I see the phone lines are starting to light up like a Christmas tree, Dr. Rose.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Awesome. And we're going to go right to calls because we are a open line show today. So go ahead and call in now. You know, a lot of our shows, we do like mini topics, and sometimes we don't get to the call till like halfway through the show. But these open line shows, it's open lines all show long. So don't wait to dial in. Dial in now because we take the calls in the order that they come in, 714-816-4628. Before we go to the caller line, though, Dr. Rose, I did the numerology of the day and pulled the card of the day. Oh, this is an interesting thing. So the entire date, 6/19/2020, adds up to 20. And then 2 plus 0 is 2. So 2 is about relationships. Not just romantic relationships, but all relationships, relationships with other people, partnerships, how you communicate with other people. So it's kind of hinting towards that. Okay. And then also
nice.
The day, the 19th, 1 plus 9 is 10, 1 plus 0 is 1. So 1 is self. And it's like asking to take a look at ourselves and how we communicate with other people. And then for the card of the day, you know, I said it's a 2 energy today, 2 of swords. How's that for synchronicity? And she's got swords crossed there. And, you know, swords are thoughts and ideas, you know, and that's what communication is how do we get a thought or an idea that's in our head into somebody else's head. And we have to do that through some form of communication, you know, usually verbal, but there's also a lot of other communication going on, body language and so forth. Now the figure in the card has a blindfold on. So another factor about this is the swords across. It's like two ideas crossing each other or two paths, basically a choice to be made. Like you could go down one path or you could go down the other path. And with the blindfold on, there's one of two things happening. Either she doesn't want to see the clear path and make the decision. She doesn't want to make the decision or see which way to go. All right. And so this might be relating to some communication between you and somebody else, either. It could be a romantic partner, but I feel with a lot of people, it's actually friends and partners, like business partners. I'm talking about that kind of a relationship, that there might be some communication issues. You got to take the blindfold off before you can make the decision. And if you're the one sitting on the fence, you need to make the decision, is what it's talking about. There's another weird thing that happened today, Dr. Rose, because I have I have several tarot apps on my phone, most of which I don't use, but I have tarot apps on there. And there's one app that I really like. It's the Galaxy Tarot, and it sends me a card of the day every day automatically as a notification on my phone. It's just a cute thing. You know, I don't give it a whole lot of credence, you know. But I wake up in the morning, there's the notification, and I check the card of the day. And then, of course, I pull my own card of the day. And when we do radio shows, I like to, you know, give that out on the radio show as well. Well, today, the app gave me the same exact card. It gave me the Two of Swords.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, how's that for a quinky-dink there? Little synchronicity. I always say the tarot is winking at me when it does that.
Yep. Those are the signs from the universe, huh?
Absolutely. Yeah, so I wanted to get that out of the way, the card of the day, numerology of the day, so I can put that card back in my deck and shuffle up a little bit here. We're going to go to the phone calls. And then a little later on in the show, well, I don't know. We had so many weird things happen at the beginning of the show. Talk about communication problems. Today's the 19th. We've gone into Mercury retrograde. So that's why this is all happening, Dr. Rose. I've noticed that over the last 10 years of doing radio, that whenever we go into Mercury retrograde, at least at the very beginning, we have hiccups with the communication. With the Blog Talk radio system, the host line wasn't working. I had to actually use a different number that I squirreled away like 9 years ago that no one really knows except me to sneak in the back door. And my phone wouldn't even work properly and dial, like it was dialing and then it would get through, but then there was no voice, you know, because the lady comes on and says, you know, to start your show, put in the PIN number, blah, blah, blah. Nothing. I couldn't hear anything.
Wow.
And so something weird was going on. So what I had to do was switch to Skype on my phone and then dial in that other number. Otherwise, we would not have gotten a show started today. So there's more that crazy communication stuff going on, you know, just weird stuff. I'm hoping
Mercury retrograde.
Yeah. And it's interesting. We don't seem to have problems like throughout the whole retrograde. It just seems to happen in the beginning, the first 2 or 3 days. I'm hoping tomorrow when I do the show with Mary, we won't have any of these technical issues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what I was saying was because all that happened, I didn't have a chance to ask you if you had a mantra of the week ready for the show.
Well, I didn't until you started talking about relationships. So I'll just if you're having communication problems with, you know, in your relationships and things of that nature, you know, as they say, whoever they are, the experts, I guess, they say that communication is one of the primary things in all relationships that you have. You want to chant the mantra KLEEM. I've given this mantra out before for those who are seeking love or to attract love. The mantra is KLEEM or KLIM. Some people spell it that way. KLEEM. And basically, you can attract love, as I said, like a partner or a husband or girlfriend, boyfriend, those kind of things. But you can also, it also works to help with work relationships and business relationships as well. So if you work with others, you know, chant the mantra KLEEM. If you are attracting clients, you know, maybe you have a business, an online business, and you need some extra something to help you attract clients, KLEEM is also the mantra for that. So the standard practice is 108 times a day for at least 40 days or more. A lot of times people, especially if they have an area that's really difficult, they have to chant more than 40 days. But you want to chant KLEEM, the mantra, the relationship mantra. That's what we call it.
Nice. Actually, I know I've heard you talk about KLEEM before. I always think of Kleenex for some reason. Anyway, but I didn't know it was relationship. That's really cool.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, one of the other things we talked about on the show, mantras, meditation, Vedic meditation, also hypnosis, neurolinguistic programming, emotional freedom techniques, EFT, commonly known as tapping or thought field therapy, TFT, numerology, tarot, Reiki, energy healing, psychic development. Oh my God, Rose, we got a lot of stuff that we cover.
The list goes on, right?
Yeah, last week we did a whole show on life coaching for tarot readers and other, you know, intuitive practitioners, incorporating life coaching into your business. And we're actually trying to do that on the show in addition to the tarot. Of course, you know, when you're doing tarot, you're doing life coaching, let's just face it. But, you know, getting a little more life coaching into the show, we talked a little bit about that after last week's show. And we're not exactly sure how we're going to go about this because life coaching is a process. I mean, the shortest life coaching I've ever done, 30 minutes. You know, it takes 30 minutes to do a session. But, you know, we're going to figure this out. We're going to figure out how to, you know, pop this in. So let's go to the phone lines. Let's see who's been waiting the longest. Oh, they changed the font color on the switchboard. And instead of the nice white against black, it's blue against black. Actually think that that's an extension actually in my browser that's doing that. That's making it a live link to click the tile. Yeah. It's happening on my browser. I got to figure out how to turn that off because man, it is hard to read this thing, But I'm going to give it a whirl here. It looks like area code 828 is the first caller. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello, hello.
Okay, hello.
Hello, caller, we hear you. Yeah, what's
Hi.
Your name? Where are you calling in from?
This is Danielle, and I'm in Virginia.
Okay, it sounded like you said, I got the Virginia, but it sounded like you said Jamie.
This is Danielle.
Oh, Danielle. Okay, yeah. Yeah, you were kind of breaking out there, breaking up there. I couldn't quite make out what you were saying there. So, Danielle, what's going on with you today?
Well, what do I need to know about this living situation I'm in with this girl that I'm living with? She's a Capricorn. And what do I need to know about being, what do I need to know about this situation?
Okay, and then is there anything specific going on that you want to ask a specific question about regarding it?
Well, ever since I've been here,
yeah.
I've been feeling I've been used and taken advantage of, and I told her that to her face, and so I've basically been ignoring her, and she's not making any effort to be a friend towards me, so I've kind of just cut her off,
mm-hmm.
But we live together.
Yeah. I'm looking to see if any, you know, useful information is coming up here. I mean, mostly what's going on with the cards is it's just talking about the situation, you know. And the only major arcana card showing up is the Tower card. So there you go, you know, calamity and stuff like that, the abrupt end of a friendship, unexpected events, sudden change, crises. Clearing out your life can be a shift in foundations, loss of belief systems that no longer serve you. I feel like it's serving two purposes. I always say on the show, tarot is multi-layered. It's giving you multiple information from the same cards. And I feel like it's representing the situation, but then at the same time, it's pointing out that, at some point, you know, you're going to have to make a shift. That it's a toxic environment. It's like weighing you down. And one of the other cards showing up is the Ten of Wands, which is the classical overburden card.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yes. And, oh, boy. Trying to see if there's anything else here.
What's the lesson here?
Well, the main thing is, so I got the Ten of Cups. And the Ten of Cups is usually successful, happy family life, lasting relationships, things like that. However, in classical numerology, you only have 1 through 9. There is no real 10. 10 is 1 plus 0, it's 1. It's the start of a new cycle. Now, in tarot, it's a special circumstance. So what it is, it's that hairbreadth moment between the end of one cycle and the beginning of another. It's when you look at all the 10 cards in the minor arcana, it's like overkill.
Mm-hmm.
So what appears to be going on is not what's really going on. So in the case of, you know, should be a lot of emotional fulfillment and, you know, happy family life, you know, idyllic situation, what's going on is it's overkill. It's actually beyond that. So what it is it's, how to describe it? It's too idyllic. In other words, going into this situation, becoming a roommate with this particular person, you kind of had rose-colored glasses on at the time, that it was going to work out better than you thought it was going to work out. And, you know, that's the lesson. That's, you know, lesson learned kind of thing. And it doesn't matter. I mean, any relationship. And by the way, Rose, did you notice the numerology and the card of the day and the mantra of the day, the week, the relationship. This is what we're talking about.
Right.
It's funny. We point out the numerology and the card of the day, and it always starts a theme going with the callers. Sometimes it doesn't show up to the second or third call, but a lot of times it goes through the whole show, you know. And remember I said, mm-hmm. you know, romantic relationships too, possibly, but this is more about relationships with business partners, friends, roommates, that kind of thing. And boom.
Oh, wow.
Very first call with Danielle, you know, here it is. And, you know, whenever you live with somebody else,
uh-huh.
related to them or not, there's going to be issues. It's like the natural human thing. And I think the lesson really is to never go into a situation like that glasses on. You got to be prepared. And I don't mean that you like I don't know, investigate the person for like 6 months before you decide to move in and be roommates, you know, that kind of thing. Because you're never going to know everything that's going on with them. And you're never going to know what things could happen, you know, where the rub could be between the two of you. You know, you could figure out some things. You can possibly figure out if you have, you know, things in common, if you're going to get along, if you communicate well before you become roommates, but you're never going to know everything. Okay. So, and a lot of people get excited. They may have even been friends with somebody for quite a while, you know, and they really like that person. It's their drinking buddy. You know, they go out, you know, they go dancing, they do all these things together. They have dinners, whatever it is they do. They bowl. I don't know. And they think automatically that's going to make a good roommate. No. No. Just because you bowl with somebody doesn't mean you know what they do with their toothbrush every night.
I moved in here because I didn't have anywhere else to go because I'm on a limited income. And I came in here and I was nice and loving for her son and her and tried to do yoga and stretching with her and helped her organize things and clean up and things, and she just took advantage of it.
Yeah, and it's interesting, you know, the other cards that are showing up are young male figures.
Yeah,
might be,
for disabled son.
Relating to the son? Yeah. And I don't know any other reason for that to show up in a spread for a question like this, other than it has something to do with the issue.
Yep.
So that's part, and you may already know, or you may not quite know what that is, but if you examine it, that's a big part of the issue.
Yeah, it's her disabled son.
So, yeah. You know, ultimately it's just, you know, the cards are not giving a lot of new information. What they're doing is they're reflecting the situation. It's giving you the lesson, you know, you can't do anything. It's like you don't have any place to stay and you have to go somewhere. I understand that, you know. But in idyllic situation, you know, you're going to want to do a better job of, A, not having the rose-colored glasses on, and, B, you know, being sure of a situation, you know.
Okay.
And then, you know, the tower card, the other lesson from the tower card was, it's not really a lesson, it's a foreshadowing of a shift in foundation, you know, which means a move of some kind, a change of some kind. So you might find yourself, mm-hmm. you know, in a situation where you're having to find another living situation to get you out of the situation, is what the cards are saying.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, thank you.
Thanks for the call, Danielle. I wish I had better information. Enjoy the rest of your weekend there if you can. And, you know, it's hard sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, and even what I was going to recommend, even with a situation like this, you can still chant the mantra clean, because clean can still help in that situation. It'll at least help with better communication, you know. So I recommend that for all of you who are having those kinds of issues, which is so interesting that this is a roommate situation, and you said in your numerology, you know, that's what came out.
Yeah, I mean, I just nailed it there. Knew it was going to be about relationships, and had, you know, had this intuition. It's not going to be so much romantic entanglements as it is, you know, other types of relationships in your life, partnerships, things like that. However, the very next caller, mm-hmm. who knows, could be calling in about romance. We don't know. So let's go to the next caller. And then after the next caller, we're going to do some upcoming shows coming up on the network. By the way, I see them dialed in, and they haven't raised their hand to be on the air with us. So if you've dialed in and you're just listening, that's perfectly fine. That's perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. But if you'd like to be live on air with us, remember, you got to press 1 on your dial pad. And if you're Skyping in, you have to open up the dial pad on the Skype app and press 1. That way it puts you in the caller queue and lets us know you want to be live on air with us. Let's see who's been waiting the longest. It looks like 856. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you? What's your question today, Laura?
I'd like to know what you see for me around getting a job.
Getting a job?
A job.
Okay. So are you currently employed, changing, or looking for a job?
I'm looking for a job. I'm not employed. I finished a contract around March during COVID.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Have you looked for other possible gigs and stuff?
Yes. Yeah, and I've applied through recruiters and everything, and nothing's popping yet.
Okay, so this is what's going on. The Five of Wands is talking about a lot of other competition, and because there's been a lot of fluctuation. There's the whole economy. There's more and more people moving into the same space, moving online with their businesses, things like that. Competition everywhere for everybody is just going up. And that's just a little hint that, you know, there's other things going on here, you know, not just your particular situation, your offering, things like that, okay, that, you know, you got to take into account that, and it might require a shift. And I feel like either you already know this unconsciously, or you even consciously are aware of this, one or the other. And you're just deciding not to do it is what's going on. Because remember the card of the day, Dr. Rose, card of the day? Two of Swords.
Uh-huh.
Guess That's what? Right. Here it is. I love it when the card of the day pops up in a reading or two, because, you know, it's just the tarot winking at us again, going, yep, there's a thread going along
here.
Oh,
my goodness.
Okay. Yep. And so here's that Two of Swords. And as I described it in the beginning of the show, you know, she's got the blindfold on, which means either she can't see her way, or she's deciding on purpose not to see her way, which is what I feel like, it's a little bit more of that. And it's two different ideas, two different ways to go, and they're crossing each other because she's got her arms crossed holding the two broadswords. So, you know, you could go down either path, and it's like you're not making the decision is what it is. You know, it's like you already know, and if you don't completely know everything, it's in your subconscious, your subconscious knows for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And the main focus card is the Fool card. And that is a card about new beginnings, new adventures, the ending of one life cycle and the beginning of another, new opportunities, and leaping off into the unknown. Yes, it requires a leap of faith to do this. That's why you're sitting there with the crossed swords, because you have not taken that leap of faith, thought outside the box, decided, you know, I know it, but I don't want to do it, but I know that I have to go down a different path. Because humans like to stay in the same groove. You know, when we find something that we're used to, you know, it's like, oh yeah, the last 10 years, 20, 30 years, I've been doing these contracts, been doing things this way, been doing this type of work. It could be a change at any of those different levels. It doesn't have to be the big one, but it can be. We get used to that, and we there's safety in knowing what's going on, you know, and that's why we form habits. Actually, humans are habit forming machines, and the vast majority of our life, like 95 to 98% of everything we do, is following patterns of habit. And a lot of them are good habits. You know, once it gets into the subconscious mind, like take riding a bicycle. When you first start learning, it's very difficult, or driving a car for that matter, you know, especially if you're using a stick shift. You know, I know nowadays people don't even use stick shifts anymore, but I grew up in a time where, you know, you had to learn the stick shift first before you got an automatic, because it was 50-50 what kind of vehicle you could end up in. And, you know, you had to concentrate, you know, the pedals and the turn signal thing and the stick shift and what gear are you in and what's the speed limit, and you're looking at all these different things, you know. And nowadays it's like, oh, jump in the car, drive. You know, I mean, you don't even think about it. Why? Because all of this has been processed through the amygdala into the long-term memory and into the subconscious mind, where it becomes a pattern. What a pattern is, it's a habit. And then there's the bad habits, like people that are smoking, you know. So you pick up smoking, and they're like 15 years old or 18 or whatever, you know, and they're choking on that first cigarette. But their friends make it look so, you know, cool, and they're doing it. Why can't I do it? So you train yourself to be able to do it, and then you keep smoking. And over a period of time, because you're doing the same thing repetitiously over and over again, you create a habit. And we like our habits. We don't like change, you know, so we don't want to change that habit. That's why it's so hard to quit smoking. That's why it's so hard to not be craving that chocolate cake, you know. But all advancement, movement, and progress happens via change and thinking outside of the box. And that's what all these cards that I'm getting are all talking about. You know, it's hinting at the fact that, yeah, there is this, you know, there's competition. The situation now is not how it was. And so you got to make change. You got to take that leap of faith. Think outside the box. Create new opportunities. And it's going to take effort.
Okay.
So is any of that resonating with you?
Me not telling me anything that I don't know. So.
That's right. And as I say on the radio show all the time, don't I, Dr. Rose? Tarot is 95 to 90% confirmation and only a little bit of new information. Tarot tells you what you need to know, okay? It's not going to lay out a path for you and say, okay, Danielle, do this, X, Y, Z, 1, 2, 3, 4, take this step, that step, this step, this. It's not going to do that. You have to decide that. You have to make the decision. That's what that Fool card is, taking the leap of faith, going for it and looking, okay, what do I got to do? What's step one? And that's, you know, last week we did a whole show on life coaching. And what is life coaching? You know, it's like you what's
right.
the end goal? Figuring out what the steps are, breaking it down into little steps, get all the way back to the now, you know, and it's like, what is that first step? What can I do tomorrow to move forward with altering my business, changing the trajectory, doing things differently, creating a whole new business related or unrelated to what I'm doing now, you know, and finding the steps and going forward. So what the tarot is doing, it's like, this is what Laura needs to know now, that Two of Swords, you're not making the decision you know that you got to make. And the Fool card, you need to make that leap of faith. Think outside the box. Take the leap into the unknown. It's telling you what to do. It's not giving you exact steps. No, it's not giving you a lot of new information, but it's urging you to do what you need to know. Because ultimately, the question you had when you called in, this is the answer to that question. You know, you got to do things differently. You know, there's too much competition.
Right.
In what you're doing now, and the way you're doing it doesn't work like it did 2 years ago or a year ago or 5 years ago or 10 years ago. And it's not just you. It's everybody, Laura. Everybody's having to change. You know, I started seeing clients again for the first time in a long time locally in person, because I wanted to do in-person
mm-hmm.
hypnotherapy and life coaching. And guess what? 2 months later, I had to stop because the health crisis happened. So I
had to re-switch
gears, and now I've got to do it via Skype and Zoom. And it's not easy because you do things completely different when you're physically in person. You know, it's an in-person session with the client. You know, I may do different things where, you know, I'm moving their arm in a certain way, touching them here. You know, there's all this physicality to it. And then when you switch to doing things online, you've got to totally retool it, how you do it. It's got to be all verbal. In some sessions, I would do EFT tapping on them. They'd be laying back in a lounge chair, and I'd be doing the tapping so they don't have to, in the first session, get used to tapping on themselves. I would just do the tapping and then just have them repeat the phrases with me as we went through the emotional freedom technique.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that. So I have to get on Skype or Zoom or a Facebook video call, and I've got to do the tapping on myself and have them mirror what I'm doing via the camera and the video screen. So, you know, everybody's having to retool and do things differently.
Yeah. That's true.
Yep.
It's a difficult time.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks for the call, Laura. Enjoy the rest
You're
of
welcome,
your weekend.
Laura. Yeah.
And you know, that's not the first call with Laura. Just like it
mm-hmm.
wasn't the first call with Danielle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Danielle called in about the same problem.
I remember that about a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And sometimes I don't catch on right away. But then it'll pop in my head. She'll say something like when she mentioned the disabled son, that's when I remembered, oh yeah, she's already talked about this. She's already called in with, you know, I moved in my roommate, the situation's not good. She has a disabled son. You know,
right.
We gave her what the cards were saying. We gave her the steps, the information, what to do, you know, and now
mm-hmm.
she's calling back in. You know,
right.
And some people, sometimes they don't want to hear the message. And that's when you get these people that do the psychic hopping, where they go on a random and they go on, what's the one Mary works for? Keen, you know, and they call up 10 different psychics and ask them the same question because they want to get a certain answer.
Right.
But they're actually being given what they need to know. They're just not willing to act on it. You know, with Laura, there's that Two of Swords. That's what that card is about, indecision, not going for it, you know. Yeah. And that's what the Fool card is about. You know, making the leap of faith into the unknown. We don't want to do that. We don't want to go outside of our comfort zone. We don't want to make the hard decisions. I got to retool my business. You know, I can't acquire contracts the way I used to. I have to work on it in a different way. I may have to even, you know, completely change product sectors or industry and go in a different direction, you know, and people don't want to do that. They want to continue with same. They want to continue with, you know, same old, you know, I'm into this, I'm comfortable with this. And so when they go to a tarot advisor or a psychic or something, or a life coach, you know, they don't want to hear the message. You know, they think, well, nothing came through. Yes, a lot came through. You know, it's reflecting the situation and it's telling you, yeah, you actually, you already know, and you already know what to do. You got to do it. And that's the message, Lord, needed to hear, not the exact steps, you know, not what to do, because that's not empowering,
right.
You know, life coaches empower people. They don't tell you what sector you're going to go into. In industry. Instead, they'll say, what are you drawn to? Or what are the choices? What are the positives and negatives of each of those choices? They let you bring up all the choices, and they let you make the decisions. They're just coaching you along. That's why the word is coach, life coach. You know, we're not supposed to give you the details. I don't know that your situation, if I sit down with you to do a life coaching situation, you know, you got to sit down and tell me what's going on. And I'm going to ask the right questions to get you to find the information yourself and make the decisions yourself. I'm not going to give you the information, because that's a consultant. And we talked about that on the last show, the difference between a life coach and a consultant. You know, now if I'm life coaching somebody that is a tarot advisor and is wanting to launch their business, build a website, XYZ, yeah, I'm going to throw in consulting with the life coaching, because I'm an expert on that business. I can give them pointers. I can talk to them about building a website. I can build the website for them. I can... give them information, you know, best practices and different ways of developing multiple streams of income within the context of a life coach or a tarot advisor or a psychic, you know. But I can also life coach a rocket scientist who's working on a project for SpaceX. I don't need to know anything about astrophysics. I don't need to know anything about rocketry. Because they know, and I'm just helping them form goals, break it into smaller steps, and creating the motivation and momentum to accomplish each of those steps. That's what real life coaching is. So we went way past the bottom of the hour, but it was great information. Great information. We've got some more calls.
Good information.
We've got some more calls on the line, but why don't you tell us about some of the upcoming great shows here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network?
So tomorrow there's a show at Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and it stars, one of the hosts is Dax, and his co-host, Mary Brown.
Sorry, me!
And they're doing the Tarot Today radio show that happens on Saturdays. They will have open lines and, you know, tarot, mini readings and things of that nature. But the topic for that show tomorrow is reading tarot cards for yourself. It's so funny that I was just thinking about that as you were talking and providing some coaching about, you know, hopping from one psychic person or run tarot reader to another to find the answer that you really want to hear, not the one that you should hear, kind of thing. That reminded me of having difficulty reading for myself. So for those of you who are tarot enthusiasts, you want to check out tomorrow's show at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and they are doing reading tarot cards for yourself. And on Monday, we have the Wisdom of the Soul show with host Janice Fuchs. And it'll be Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific, and that's 1 p.m. Eastern. And I don't know if she has a particular topic. I mean, usually Janice brings new and inspirational guidance and information and things of that nature. She connects to the universal love and wisdom through the connection of your soul. So you definitely want to check that out. That's Monday again at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern. And then there's another show that's done on the same day, just an hour later, at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, is the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Show with Catherine Hahn. It's always lovely to see her do her podcast shows and videos in the Tactic Talk radio group. I think she does that on Facebook. Anyway, she is doing the Divine You Part 4 of the Compassionate Light Show. So you want to make sure you check it out. Again, this is Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. Had a lot of wonderful things happen on Monday, so hopefully you'll be able to tune in. And then, what are we doing next Friday, Dax? It's the Doctors Are In show.
Yeah.
We're still doing open lines. We always do open lines anyway. You know, sometimes we'll choose a topic, we'll talk about it,
yeah. And
then we do open lines, or we'll just do open lines in tarot mini readings. So, you know, hopefully you guys will join us again next Friday. Huh?
I kind of like that, though, you know, just not having a topic, just doing open lines, life coaching, tarot mini readings. And, you know, if something comes up, and it always does, you know, whether it came from a caller or something, you know, something always comes up and we can talk about it, you know, and it's sort of like impromptu topics on the open line shows. And, of course, we still do the mantra of the week. We do the card and the numerology of the day.
You know. That's right.
So, coming up.
Absolutely. Seems like we got the lockdown on the weekend, right, from Friday to Monday. Well, Monday's not technically the weekend, but. Yeah.
I was looking for. Because Sharona's show, The Magic Universe, is the second and fourth Sundays. So she's not on every Sunday, but she's going to be on the 28th. So
okay.
I wanted to mention that. Yeah. On Saturday the 27th, we're going to do our Psychic Spin episode. The last Saturday of the month, we always do the Psychic Spin, looking at something in the news from the month. And, you know, with all this stuff going on, we're going to ask the big question, is this really a moment of change? We're going to ask the tarot. Yeah, is this really a moment of change? It looks that way. It feels that way to me. It feels like something's happened. It feels like we've hit a point and it's, you know, it's not just the health crisis. It's also the demonstrations, you know, hitting, you know, we're in today's Juneteenth, and it's, you know, kind of led up to this point, you know, the last few weeks of the events going on and demonstrations and, you know, led right up to this date. I mean, it's almost amazing how, you know, it just lines up. Yeah. And the other interesting thing I wanted to point out is that it's very interesting how Juneteenth is, that celebration and, you know, the struggle for equality.
Yeah.
It is being talked about and celebrated in the same month, June, that is National Gay Pride Month, or LGBTQ now, LGBTQ Pride. And which is, again, about struggle for equality.
Yeah.
And it's like it's all coming to a head or something like that. You know, I never noticed that before, even though it's always been that way, really. I mean, Juneteenth and my birthday have all intersected all the time. But and also most of the Supreme Court decisions involving equality in those areas have come down this month. It's always in June. And it just feels different this year. It really does feel like change. But then Mary and I got to talking about it, and we were like, we should do a psychic spin on that. Is this really a moment of change, or is it just a blip for now? And the real change comes much, 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 much later. I don't know. So we're going to take a look at that. And then, I love Sharona's topic on the 28th for her Magic Universe show. You know, she talks about a lot of different things. In fact, last month she had you on talking about the magic of mantras. And
that's right.
Great. Oh, God. But this month she's talking about I shouldn't say this month because that was only 2 weeks ago. But the second show of the month, I should call it, is using the tarot to create magical change in your life. I love that. You know, so not just the gypsy fortune telling, you know, what's my future kind of thing, which as you well know, many years later now, that I don't do that. I do some predictive things, but I don't just sit there and predict everything and tell people what to do. Instead, I do tarot coaching, where I'm doing life coaching aided by the tarot. This is another thing where the tarot is being used in a different way to make changes in your life. I just love that. I don't even know what it is, how she's going to describe, you know, what she's exactly going to be talking about. So really looking forward to that show. So you can see all the upcoming shows on our upcoming show page anytime you want to check it out, psychetalk.net/upcoming. Alrighty. So let's see. What time is it? We got time for a couple more calls here, Rose. You ready to go back to the lines?
Yeah.
Awesomeness.
Let's do it.
Yep. One thing before we do, real quick, just a little word from our sponsor. You know, our Friday, Saturday, and Sunday shows are sponsored by the Tarot Guild, as I mentioned in the beginning of the show. And you can come over if you're into tarot, numerology, whatever, you know, anything on those lines related. You're going to love our new website. We have a nice group on Facebook, 6,300 members, Tarot Guild on Facebook. Go over and join that. But you can also join our website, which is like Facebook, only it's all tarot all the time and none of the negative stuff that you get on Facebook. And it's free to join. TarotGuild.com is site address, completely free to join, and you can take advantage of all the features, just like on Facebook. You know, there's the individual private messaging, there's chat rooms, there's activity feed, you know, which is like the news feed on Facebook. There's groups and articles, forums you can participate in, all of these wonderful things on the new website. Also, during the summer here, we just started the summer, and we started a sizzling summer sale, 25% off all of our offerings. So we do have a premium membership you can join. You get your tarot certification included and a lot of other benefits. You can check that out on the website, thetarotguild.com/join, or just go to the website and click the big button that says join the guild. It'll tell you about joining the website free, and below that is the premium membership. It gives you all the benefits, including the included CTR tarot certification. You know, if you're already a professional reader, want to get certified, join a professional organization. That's how you do it. And you click the Join Now button, and on the sign-up page, there's a place to type in code. You're going to type in SUMMER25, all capitals on the summer. SUMMER25, one word, SUMMER25. You'll get 25% off. I think it's normally that's $78 for the entire year, the number of cards in the tarot deck. But I think 25% off comes out to be something like, I'm going to say $58.50 for the entire year. And the same thing is also true of my course. If you're brand new to tarot and you want to learn tarot and numerology, you could just click Learn Tarot over at thetarotguild.com. And it's the same price. That course is $78, but you could take 25% off with that same code, SUMMER25, on the website. All righty. So a little plug from our sponsor. And who's been waiting the longest here? It looks like area code 541. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, this is Camille in Oregon.
In Oregon?
Hi, Camille.
Wow, we don't get too many Oregon calls.
No,
yeah.
Hi.
Hey, Camille,
okay.
I was just reading an article, and it it's one of those clickbait websites where it's making you click from page to page to page because they get, you know, points for that. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's Google. But it was really cool because they take one of the major moving companies. I can't remember which van line it was exactly. They do this every year. And they look at all 50 states, and they look at who has the highest well, I shouldn't say the highest, but they rank from highest to lowest. You know, all the move out rates where like the percentage of moves out of state are higher than moving in, and then they also do the opposite: the higher percentage is moving in versus moving out. And I think the highest moving out is New Jersey. Everybody's leaving the Garden State, right? The top three. Where they're moving to, though, like 68% move-in rates. Number three is where I live, Arizona, and number one is Oregon.
Yes. Yeah, I believe
everybody.
I mean, I myself.
Oregon.
Yeah, I did. I came from California, from L.A. to Alameda, lived there 10 years, and then moved up here 2.5 years ago. So. I myself am a transplant.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Hey, Dex, you really called it on that one.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, what's your big burning question for us, Camille? I know you got one.
Yeah. So I've got my daughter in a private Christian school. It's a beautiful, in my opinion, she's in the best environment for herself. And for our family as well. And I ran into a little financial wall in 2019 where I owe the school for the 2019-2020 school year. And then I'm hoping to keep her in the school. So my concern is, will I be able to get all caught up financially, maybe even get approved for some financial aid if I apply for it, to keep my child in the school?
Exactly.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Dr. Rose, finally an easy answer. I mean, an easy question with an easy answer. It's like, yes. I mean,
yeah.
I could just stop right now, Camille. It's yes. Okay.
Oh, good.
But I want to tell you that the very first card that shows up is the Queen of Coins, the Queen of Pentacles. This is this is the mom card. This is the nurturer. And, you know, kudos to you, you know, for really struggling, trying to give your daughter the, you know, the best environment you could, and to make sure she can stay in there. And by the way, that really is the key. What, you know, you were talking about, you know, additional financial assistance, things along that line. And that's a part of it. I feel like there's something else too, but I really think that's a big part of it is another opportunity. You know, there's an opportunity coming, perhaps a couple of different things really that when you add them together, you'll be able to finally cover all that. Because right after the nurturer, the Ace of Coins, the Ace of Pentacles shows up. And that's what that card is about, you know, is these new opportunities, physical energy, abundance, new businesses, new business ventures, But it's the beginning and essence of prosperity and abundance, which can take many different forms. And I feel that this new opportunity, you know, one of them is you're going to get a windfall from a from getting grants or loans or some combination of financial assistance there.
Yeah.
But I just got this nag, and it's not really, well, it's kind of coming from the cards, but it's not really in the cards per se, but it's more of like a psychic impression. I'm just getting this, like, there's something else. Like there's, it feels to me like a side hustle. It feels to me like a new venture, which is also represented by the Ace of Coins. Something where you're going to be able to do, it's not going to take a ton of effort and time on your part to be able to get additional income that's really going to help the situation in combination with these other possibilities, financial assistance, which could be the form of grants, loans, other things like that. The central focus card is the Nine of Cups, which is traditionally the wish come true card. That's why I said I saw that card. You don't need to see anything else. You see that card,
yeah.
And it's like, oh, yeah, wish come true. But right next to it, just to add a little flavor, is, you know, a little more reassert, what was I trying to say?
Reassurance.
Reinforcement. Yeah.
Reassurance.
Reinforcing.
It's the Wheel of Fortune card, which when you get the Wheel of Fortune card, it typically means the wheel is turning in your favor. Fortune is coming your direction.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's good.
Yep. However, Camille, not everything is all. I do have to throw in this one last card. It's the Three of Swords. Swords are thoughts and ideas, like we discussed earlier. And it's often the card of, like, trouble in paradise. I mean, it comes up in romance readings when love triangle thing. In this kind of a situation, it's more of a transformation through pain and sorrow. In other words, things are not going to – there's going to be a lot of ups and downs. It's not going to be smooth sailing right away. You know, you're going to have to – but it's cathartic grieving, though. It makes you stronger, you know?
Yeah.
So just be on the lookout for that a little bit, I think.
Okay.
How's this resonating?
That resonates.
Yeah, I was going to throw in something, Camille. If you're feeling nervous about any of these situations that you've asked about, you know, speak empowerment to yourself. Speak it before you fall off to sleep and before you get up out of the bed and start your day. Speak empowerment. Whatever it is that you're looking for in terms of, you know, the financial support for your daughter in her school, just
right. You
could even say with an affirmation and just say, I am receiving this amount of money, you know, for my daughter to go back to school, and make sure that you feel those feelings of what it would be like to have her go back, you know, or receiving that money and have her go back, you know, into the school that you guys really want. So speak empowerment to yourself. It's going to happen for you.
Okay. Yeah, I'm doing that. It's, you know, I haven't filled out any information yet because I'm kind of going, okay, that might not be my final answer. But her teacher had called, and she is nervous. And I'm kind of going, okay, what is this? You know, I don't feel that sense of anxiety or worry or something like that.
Yeah, but
this other person is like, because you pick up other people's stuff.
That's a vibration, an energy vibration that you could pick up on and internalize at some point, you know. Will affect what you are manifesting, what you're drawing in. And I'm glad you said that, because it piggybacks, you know, what I wanted to say piggybacks on what Dr. Rose just said about, you know, did you word it, Dr. Rose, speaking your truth or something like that?
Empowerment to yourself. Yeah.
Right. And the point that I wanted to bring up is, we are so used to looking for the answers outside of us. We're so used to you know, where can I get a loan? Where can I get a grant? Where can I get financial assistance? Where can I get this? Where can I get that? Talking to the teachers, talking to the school, like all the answers are out there somewhere, you know, like, mom, what do I do? You know, or, very well-connected friend, you know, what do you suggest?
Mm-hmm.
We're so used to inside of ourselves that we don't look inside ourselves. And a lot of times that's where the real answers are, and that
yeah.
you should be working more on that is what I'm
that
getting.
That makes a lot of sense.
That you should, yeah, look inside. Well, I hope that helped, Camille.
It does. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, Camille.
Awesome.
Take care.
Good luck with that. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. You got to call us back when the answers do come and tell us what happened
yeah.
in the situation. We got dying to know here, dying to know here. Probably have time for another call.
I wanted to add something, if you don't mind, Dex. Hold on.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime. Jump right in. You're the
yeah, there's something. something. Right. Something came to mind when we were talking to Camille, and it was just, you know, how we acknowledge how what we speak into the world manifests. And what people should do, just as an experiment, whenever they say something or even think something, just say, and I am manifesting this into my life. And it'll get them to really recognize what's coming out of their mouth. So if they're saying something negative, you know, our thoughts are creative, right? So if you're saying something negative and you have to end it with, and I'm manifesting that right now, you'd be like, oh wait a minute. No, that's not what I want. It was just something that's like a little funny technique to for people to really know, you know, it's going back to what you were saying. It's knowing that the power is really within you. So if you're going around, I can't find this, I can't do this, or if you're having a negative mindset, and I'm not saying Camille was, but if you're having a negative mindset, if you were to consciously say, and I'm manifesting this right now, it would let you know, that would just be like a trigger to let you know, you're actually putting this out into the world, you're creating this reality. Anyway, that's something that
mm-hmm.
came to my mind. I don't know where that came from. It came from the universe or something. yeah.
Oh, and a great practice that Camille could do and everybody else listening out there, you know, every night we go to sleep and we come out of beta into alpha brainwaves and then down into theta and then down into delta. And
right.
if you sometime during the day can take 10 minutes while conscious versus, you know, going to sleep or coming out of sleep,
mm-hmm.
while conscious, and, you know, you're conscious, you're in the beta waves, and bring those down. Bring them down to alpha, maybe even theta. And just do that for 10 minutes. Be with the real you, which is inside of you. And not the egoic you that is, you know, you, your daughter, other people. Everything at your work, everything outside of you, you know, that's when these answers can come to you. And you could do that just with a meditation practice. One way to
right.
to speed that up, though, one way to speed that up is to use binaural beat patterns in an audio track. And it's so easy. You could find them on YouTube for free. You just type in binaural beats. That's binaural. It's the two hemispheres of the brain. You're actually synchronizing the two hemispheres of the brain. And it's binaural beats. And you can type in alpha waves, theta waves. Just mm-hmm. do a search for it on YouTube. You're going to find a ton of recordings. And you got to use a headset for this. Preferably the ones that go over the ear that have the real good noise cancellation. You can use the earbuds. They work. The best is if you have the over the ears kind of headsets like I use for the radio show. But earbuds will work in a pinch. But make sure you're using a headset of some kind. You have to, because what it does is make sure that the right channel's in the right ear and the left channel's in the left ear, because it's going to send a slightly different wavelength hertz into the right ear and a slightly different into the left ear. And then when they meet in the middle of your brain, they're going to mostly cancel each other out and leave you with, you know, 10 hertz or 3 hertz or whatever the wave pattern of the, like, say, alpha or theta that you're trying to get into. And this is a way to speed things up so that, you know, so this is going to start happening faster. You're not going to have to start a practice of meditation right now and work on it 10 years. Okay. Yeah, you're going to be able to get into the theta, get into the alpha at least, but probably even in the theta really rapidly, and start seeing these changes where you're going to be able to receive the information that you're looking for. And you can do it through your dreams too. We always talk about doing that. Go ahead, Dr. Ruth.
I have a question about that in terms of using the binaural beat. So it gets them into the state that they want to be in. But do they state their affirmation or empowerment while it's playing, or do they wait till after it's, you know, the binaural beat audio is done, or how does that work? Do you know?
You could do either, both, or neither.
So do what's comfortable for
you. It depends on what. And it depends on what you're trying to do. It's rather difficult to get out of the beta wavelength pattern down into lower patterns of wavelength and be able to say physically or even in your head a mantra or an affirmation. The best thing to do would be to concentrate on the affirmation before you do the meditation with the headset, or concentrate on the situation and what information you need to get. And then, you know, you do this in a quiet space and you write all this down, you read it. It's best to read it, not just think it in your head. Just read it over and over again a few times. Yeah. Then you put the headset on, and, you know, it doesn't have to be long. It could be 5-10 minutes, and eventually it could get longer, and you can go as long as you want or have time for. If you're worried about coming out of it at a certain time, you know, you could set an alarm. A more natural way is to adjust the length of the recording, which is a little more difficult because you have to know what you're doing. You have to open Audacity, which is a free editing program, and you just would, you know, take a I mean, some of these things, I listen to them at night when I go to sleep, and they're 8 to 10 hours long because they last the entire time you're asleep, and it's all subliminal at that point. Yeah. Okay. So, you know, if you have an hour long program, you can cut it down to 10 minutes and then have it fade out and save that as an audio file and play it on your phone or play it on your computer or your tablet. Put the earphones. Remember the earphones. Put in the earphones. Turn it on and it'll naturally fade and stop, and you'll naturally come out of it. Either that or you're going to fall asleep, but you'll probably most likely naturally just come out of it, you know. The other way, which is a little more abrupt, is set an alarm. But if you have, you know, one of those fancy-dancy alarms or fancy-dancy app on your phone where you can set it to gradually get louder, you know, that's the best way to do it. Instead of an abrupt, like really loud siren or bell going off, you know, you slowly come out of it then.
Okay.
And you can just keep increasing the length. You go, okay, I'm going to set the alarm for 15 minutes. The other thing is that your subconscious knows everything that's going on and what you're doing what you'll find is, like, I'll set an alarm for 6:15 a.m. I'll wake up at 6 because my subconscious mm-hmm. knows that the alarm will go off, and I'll just wake up. 90% of the time, I never hear my alarm. I turn the alarm off for whatever sound, you know. So in these wow. in this meditation, especially you were already, you know, in beta state, you're sitting there comfortably. You can lay down, but I recommend sitting comfortably. Your subconscious will even have an easier time bringing you out of it, mm-hmm. you know. So it all depends on what you're trying to do. You know, all the times on the show, I'm surprised we'd never mentioned this before, Dr. Rose. All these times that we've discussed on the show about writing down what you want to draw in and manifest and keep adding to it every right. day. You know, let's say you're trying to manifest a relationship. Okay, what's that relationship going to be like? What's all the details? What's the person like? Write down every possible detail you can think of, and every day add 2, 3, 5 details and reread it as soon as you wake up in the morning or right before you go to sleep at night. Right. Another way of doing that is take that same thing, and because it might be 3 in the afternoon, and you sit down. Hey, I got 10 minutes. You sit down. And you read through that a few times and then put on the headset and do the Barnola beats. And, you know, the best of all worlds, and, you know, if you're able to do this, is to do both, where you take the binaural beat background music and you add in a track of you saying, trying to manifest, and all the different parts of that, the descriptions and everything, like everything you write down on that pad of paper, talk it into a microphone and then add that track to the background track. So now it's like a hypnosis recording, a subliminal track. The binaural beats will automatically put you into hypnosis. That's what alpha is. You go into alpha and theta, which are just different depths of hypnosis, really, trance. So you don't need a hypnotherapist. The binaural beat music is going to do that for you, and you can, before you play it, you can read what you have in your notes. But if you could do a recording of yourself saying it and then play that back to yourself, your subconscious mind reacts the best to your own voice rather than someone else reading the same information. So it has multiple layers of, you know, really the best way to do it. You know, you just need a free program like Audacity. You know, on Audacity, you bring up that microphone, you click the record button, and you just record this. And maybe say it over and over again for like 10 minutes. And if you don't want to do that for like 10 minutes, you say it for a minute, and then you take that section and just keep copying, pasting it one after another. And then you bring the track in, the background music, and then save it to an MP3. It's actually really easy, and there's tons of YouTube videos that'll show you exactly how to use Audacity for something as simple as putting two tracks together like that. And then you can have it fade off at the end, like I was telling you before. So that's the best of all worlds. But if you don't have the time, if you don't want to go through that, it's okay. These programs are already on YouTube, okay? And you can just read your own notes to yourself and then start the recording.
And okay. Listen to that.
I highly recommend listening to these. Look for the 8-hour-long ones, 8, 9, 10-hour-long ones, and listen to those as you're going to sleep as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh, gosh. Let's see. So where were we? I think there's time for one more call. If we don't get to you today, hey, don't worry. You can call back in tomorrow. Mary and I will be here. Same bat time, same bat channel, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, which is 7 p.m. London, UK. Who's been waiting the longest? Looks like area code 610 has been waiting the longest. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, guys. This is Tatatat from Pennsylvania.
I didn't catch the name. I'm sorry. Pennsylvania?
It just has a, it's a nickname I came up with for myself. Has a bunch of T's in there, Tatatat.
Oh, Tatatat. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I do have like a question, but first I want to comment based on, you know, what I heard from you guys. You know, you said, talked about equality. I do remember reading a study that said slow breathing meditation for 30 minutes can make people be more accepting and less discriminating and judgmental. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I heard something about like...
You can do it even without meditation because that's just a state. And states can be changed instantaneously. We've taught NLP techniques here on the show, how you can instantaneously just change from one state to another. And there's a dozen different ways to actually do it. What else can you have there?
Oh, I heard that, you know how when we go to sleep, we go fall into this wave, and then if there's a deeper one, is it like delta or theta or something, the lowest one when we sleep, get into deep sleep, you know? So
Delta's
I heard that, huh?
Delta's the lowest.
Okay, Delta, right. I heard that when we're like, I don't know. I think I heard like when people have ADHD, they're like continuously in like Delta or Theta. It's like, yeah, like in that brainwave, they can't.
It depends on the individual and exactly what their diagnosis is. But some of them are in a continuous state of alpha, and, you know, that's the learning state. And so they're actually taking in everything, even if it doesn't appear that way. Basically, all of us, when we're born for the first 5 years, 5 or 6 years, we are in a nonstop, constant alpha state. We never get into beta. In order to be in beta, which is what we think of as conscious, that is actually – a developed state. It is when we create identity and ego, and then we enter into this higher beta state where the wave pattern is much faster. So the lower you go is meaning the slower you go. It takes longer for the wave to go up than the wave to come down, you know, crest and go down crest. The wider, when you're looking at a waveform, the wider is the lower. Delta is the lowest, where it's almost a straight line. Not really. It's not a straight line, but it's really wide apart. And then as you go up through theta and alpha, and the highest being getting up into beta, it's up, down, 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 is what the wave pattern looks like, you see. And we don't actually get into that till we develop an identity, which is between 5 and 7 years. So because we're in a constant alpha state, what's really cool about that is you learn anything instantaneously. That's why you can take someone between the age of 2 and 5, and you can teach them 3 different languages simultaneously, and they'll be fluent by the time they're 6, 7 years old. Yeah, well, they'll be fluent right away, but they'll carry that on into the rest of their lives that are, you know, 18 and older. Some of us are much older. It's going to take a long time to learn a language because we're not in that alpha state. We have to either put ourselves into the alpha state, or it's a natural occurring state when we're driving and thinking about something else. They call it road hypnosis. When we're watching a movie and we get so engrossed, we forget there's 500 other people in the auditorium, and we're just immersed in the movie, or we're reading a book, and our significant other has to tap us on the shoulder 5 times, you know, to get our attention because we're so immersed in this book. You know, that's an alpha state.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, guys, my question is like, I don't know, my boyfriend, like, you know, he went away for a while, and I manifested him to come back, and it's, like, so happy. It's, like, it's almost like I reached the end of my manifestation. It's, like, I don't know where else to go, you know? It's, like, the highest bliss possible. It's, like, I have him, and now it's, like, it can turn negative, you know, because, yeah, I don't know where to go from here.
Hmm. Well, if you've honestly manifested honestly what you want, I'm not following where the problem is. You know, if you get to bliss, there's nothing above it. So, you know, I don't know how do you want things to be different is what you should be asking yourself.
Yeah.
What's wrong, or not necessarily wrong, but what is not how I would like it to be exactly, and what do I really want it to be?
Well, I wanted to catch him, you know, and, like, for him to love me, and I did that. So now I don't know what else I want, you know. It's, like, nothing I wanted as bad as that.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, it,
yeah, this is why.
Interesting, cause it, I was.
Oh, Rose,
yeah,
let me just get this one. I'm going to let you talk and just say, let me just get this one sentence out because it's really important here. This is the exact case why, or one of the examples of why in the law of attraction we tell people you don't attempt to manifest a particular person.
Yeah.
Because then it doesn't mean that it is, you might manifest them, but it doesn't mean that they have the same feeling the other direction exactly like how you want it to be, you see. You know, it's kind of like, it's why you don't go to the voodoo priestess and have them do a love spell, you know, because it's not real. It's happening. They're physically doing actions that you want them to do. They're physically there, but it's not natural. It's not on their part, them wanting to do it. So we always say you manifest the qualities of the type of individual that you would like to come in your life. You'd never try to manifest a particular person. Okay. That's just a little aside. I just wanted to throw in there. It may or may not be part of the issue. Dr. Rose, what did you have?
Well, I was going to say that you manifested exactly what you wanted. And that was, I think the words that you used were, I wanted to catch him. Well, now you caught him. So now what? So one of the things that, and I understand how that is, because when you become attracted to somebody, and I still do this at the age of the wonderful age of 48, I'm still having to deal with this, where I can get really caught on somebody in such a focused
mm-hmm.
way. You know, maybe they remind me of somebody in my past or present or whatever it is. And then it's almost as if you can't live without having that person, which is not true, obviously. But we've seen this. I've seen this happen in the community groups that I manage, where people are really, especially in our Facebook group that focuses on the clean mantra, love and relationships. People get very obsessed with something or someone, and I have to have this person, or I won't live, or I won't. You know, how do I use this mantra to attract that particular person? That's not what you want to do, because you're not talking. You're attracted to a person. That's all it is. It has nothing to do with whether or not this is a person who's a good fit for you. So, you know, Dax had already said that about being very careful. You don't want to just attract a specific person. There's a reason why you're kind of hooked on this individual. But really, you did exactly what you set out to do. You set out to catch him, and you caught him. So now you're asking, now what, right? So what I recommend that you do, this is just, you know, coming from the mantra maven, is that you need to chant claim. Claim is really good in helping with relationships and whatnot, especially with communication. So you can see what you're really dealing with and who you're involved with. You know, oftentimes we kind of project some kind of image onto people, but we're not really seeing them for who they are. And you need to chant
mm-hmm.
something. Well, you don't have to chant something, but what you need to do is to be able to see what you're really doing and what that, see that person for who they really are. Because oftentimes we get attracted to just some concept we have of them, but not the actual person. You know what I mean? Does that, I don't know if that helps you get that at all. Or
did you say I have to chant clean as in C-L-E-A-N?
It's K-L-E-E-M. This is a Sanskrit mantra, and it's been in use for, I don't know, thousands of years, actually. And it helps to, it doesn't help you to stick to a person. It doesn't, you know, it's not about attracting a particular person. It's really about having better communication with the person that you now have in your hand, that you, that you've manifested in the sense, but you don't know what to do from that point. You know, it can help you to communicate with the person a little bit better, to find out who they really are. And I think that's something that you really need to look at this point.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, we're like completely out of time here. And so I don't have time to go into the cards really, but just real quickly, I'm just going to mention that you get the Five of Cups, which is the crying over spilt milk, how you're feeling about the situation, connect, and it's connected to the Devil card. And the Devil's about attachments and obsessions, sexual obsessions, love addiction, all those kind of things. And it ultimately leads to the Tower card, you know, it all comes crashing down. Yeah. So that's what's coming up in the cards, and it's, you know, giving you a little information, a little warning there, Tadafat. I don't know if that helps, you know, but we're completely out of time. We got to get out of here. So
thank you so much.
I hope that helps you out. Yeah. And,
yeah.
And feel free to call back in if you want. So Mary and I will be on tomorrow if you'd like to call back in, and Mary can give you her look at the situation. But wow, great show. I mean, we went way over, and that seems to be happening. I think we need to expand it to start doing a 4 to 5 hour show. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Dr. Rose is like, what? But thanks to all the callers and all our listeners. Thanks, Dr. Rose, for being here. And we'll be back next week with more open lines and Ching Tao reading, mantras and tarot and numerology and everything. We'll be back.
Yes.
All right.
See you guys next week.
See you next week. Bye, Dr. Rose.
Bye, Dad. Bye, everybody.